I have a funny system that I use, a live performance system. It's developed over 10 years, it grew over 10 years, and I've been using it almost exactly the way it is for almost 20 years. My equipment is old. It's not computers, it's not laptops, it's not hard drives, it's not really too many samples, it's not too much pre-recorded. Most of what I do is coming from me, from my either my mouth, my voice, or from my hands. In some way, you can see this as a leftover from my drumming days. A drummer makes everything from their hands. There is no other way. You put a stick in your hand and the stick hits the drum, and that's the sound. And your body controls that. In this case, I do the same thing with my small electronic setup. I have a 2-second loop machine, but I have to touch it. I have to tap it to start looping. I have to tap it to stop looping. I have to tap it one more time to make a new loop. I have a 4-second loop machine, the same thing. I have a little teeny microphone that sits on the table, but it's actually a what they call a piezo microphone, which means that it captures the sound that happens on top of it. You have to touch it. So I put little objects on top of this little piezo microphone, like I put a little mbira, kalimba, African instrument on top of it, and it amplifies, it catches the sound, this bloom, 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 this sound that I have. And all of my electronics must be activated by my hands in time. So I have to choose when to make them work and when to make them stop working. And I have learned I've taught myself, in fact, let me rephrase that. My electronics have taught me how they work. My 2-second looper will only do, it's a baby. It only does 2 seconds. You know, it will only go, shows in a measure, shows in a measure, shows in a measure. It would only do 2 seconds. You can't make it do 5 seconds, sorry. And the 4-second looper does 4 seconds. It won't do 10 seconds. That's the way it is, you know. And my piezo, little micro, will pick up, make the sounds louder that I put on top of it. It won't amplify anything if you shout. In the room, if you shout in the room, it will not make this sound louder, only if you touch it. So each of my objects has a job. It does its job, and I know it. And I am, in some way, I am the orchestrator, I am the conductor, I'm the regisseur of my objects. I put them in their position and I tell them when to go and when to stop. And I've learned how to use them. Like they are an instrument. These little electronics are to me like a drum set, like a real instrument. I can play them. I put information into them. I take information away. I mix my voice. I mix two voices, three voices, four voices. I make a percussion sound. I sometimes touch my little box that has samples already inside it of my voice or other sounds to add one more layer to the mix. And I am playing this selection of stuff. And it's really a kind of old, it's kind of a, how can I say it? It's a way to have an instrument without having a name for an instrument.